The Vermont legislature will begin the second half of its biennium on January 7th. When it gavels into session, the democratically controlled chambers will take up vetoes that Republican Governor Phil Scott penned, along with other measures that the House or Senate failed to complete before adjourning in May. Vermont Senate Pro Tem Tim Ash of Chittenden County tells WAMC North Country Bureau Chief Pat Bradley that the theme for the upcoming session is similar to the last one.
I think going into the session, you know, the overarching themes tend to be the same, making progress on environment, housing, cost of living, and so on, making the most progressive, forward-thinking legislation that we can get done. We have the paid family leave and minimum wage bills, which were very close to being finalized back in May, and hope to have both of those bills through the governor within the first month or just over a month of the session. We have a couple bills that were vetoed by the governor that we have to figure out what we're going to do with. One of them is particularly relevant in the southwestern corner of Vermont, and this relates to medical monitoring. And we passed a bill that would basically protect Vermonters who have been poisoned by industrial pollutants from bearing the full health care costs associated with something which they had nothing to do with in the first place. That bill got vetoed by Governor Scott, and we're going to have to try to muster up the votes to override that veto. The governor also vetoed gun safety legislation, which would have created a modest waiting period for purchase of handguns, and made some changes to what we call the red flag law, which helps get the guns out of the hands of people who might be considering suicide or in other ways indicating that they might commit acts of violence using guns. So we got to figure out a plan moving forward on gun safety legislation, and we are determined to do that. A few other areas, they're carryover issues, but with new themes this year, working on the state's environmental performance. We're very eager to see the continued work around the Transportation and Climate Initiative, which is a 12-state discussion that includes New York and Vermont and basically all of New England and the Atlantic, Mid-Atlantic, which would cut the amount of carbon emissions regionally from transportation. We've got some major work to do on criminal justice issues.
You mentioned the paid family leave and minimum wage. But from what I've been reading lately, Governor Scott, he's still proposing, at least when it comes to the state employees and their contract, voluntary paid family leave. So is this going to be a situation where the rift between the Scott administration and the legislature is going to continue and this might get vetoed?
Well, it certainly could happen, although we hope, of course, everything we do, we hope the governor will not veto it. You know, the governor has been very clear he would prefer a voluntary paid family leave program. The concern that supporters of this legislation have is that a voluntary program is unlikely to be able to work financially. But we also take some sense of confirmation in the wisdom of the policy itself by the fact that the governor and his team have just negotiated a complete paid family leave program for all state employees. And so what I feel is that if the taxpayers are being asked to support this for the 8,000 state employees because the governor's team believe this is a good benefit, then we would like to see the same benefit extended to all employees in the state.
One thing that we haven't mentioned yet, but there seems to be a lot of conversation. As a matter of fact, the Vermont Attorney General had a forum on it a few weeks ago. And that's cannabis tax and reg that the legislature is expected to take up. How high a priority is that?
The House right now has the bill. The Senate passed it early last year. It is going through their committee process. And when we adjourned last year, it was near the finish line of the committee process. I believe that there is a majority in the House that wants to take action. The Speaker says that as well. So we will get a bill. And there will be differences between the House and Senate, and we'll work through all those and contend with the governor's concerns as well. So I'm confident there will be a bill that gets out of the House that makes it to the finish line. The governor remains a bit of a wild card.
Tim Ash, what are the key challenges that you're anticipating in the upcoming session?
Well, I think there's going to be no shortage of them. And one of them is we have a lot of really urgent sort of bread and butter government issues that need tending to. I mentioned criminal justice in our prisons and some real problems that need immediate action. That doesn't mean that it's easy to decide what to do to make the prison facilities more appropriate and to change the policies. That alone could take up the entire year of a Judiciary Committee, but we also have to address other issues like gun safety legislation, juvenile justice reform, which we're in the midst of leading the country on, and so many other things. On mental health, we have mental health facilities that are in dire shape, and we have mental health investments that have been starved for so long and we're only recently digging out of them. That's another challenge which could take up a whole nother committee for a year. I think for me, the important thing is that we need to make progress. And the list of priorities that the Speaker and I put out there, I'm sure we can make good progress on all of them. And I'm confident that we'll be proud to stand behind the work at the end of the year.
An extended conversation with Vermont Senate President Pro Tem Democrat Tim Ash is at WAMC.org. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.